welcome to this week's Good Work Show. We're excited to be here with you. It's been a while, I feel like.
It has been a while.
Yeah, because we had some pre-recorded shows, right? So that you all saw when we were back in the studio. And you know what? We dusted those off from, well, they weren't archived because they never went anywhere. So we had them in our pocket, and then we emptied our pockets and we found those shows and we were back in the studio. So that was pre-COVID. I hope
it's
you
like
all.
When you get a coat note. And you put your hand in the pocket and you find like,
yeah,
which never happens to me because I don't ever walk around with cash. So I never find $20 in a coat pocket like other people do.
No, I mean, I found it in not recently, like in not in recent years, but that has happened to me before where I found some money somewhere. I mean, it might've been somebody else's money, but I found it. So at the point where I found it, it became my money.
So so our rule, well, not rule, but like in our family, if you send a card, we always say, don't send a naked card. Like you should put something in it.
Oh, like a book.
No, like there should always be like if you send somebody a card, like you should put money in it. Or
you said you should put something in it. I would be like,
something meaning money. So then like, and then if you give somebody, the other thing is if you give
Hold
somebody.
Hold on, I think you've given me a card before and I got naked cards. I'm just saying.
I mean, I like you and stuff, but you ain't family.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's, there draws the distinction. I see. I just wanted to I have gotten a naked card. I don't have that rule. So if I gave you a card and there was nothing in it, I never have that rule.
Or, you know, if you give somebody a gift, like a purse or a wallet or something,
you have to start them off.
You should put something in it. So I don't know, like a year and a half ago, I put some stuff on one of those online selling things and I totally forgot about it. And then I got a note the other day. It's like, your thing sold. And I'm like, what thing? I sold it. But then I was like, oh, it was a purse. And I was like, oh, well, I put a dollar in it. Because I was like, you know, you shouldn't give somebody.
Well, that's nice.
A little seed money. Yes. Anyway.
That's great.
But yeah, so you unlike.
A millionaire, you go. They're going to go on the Today Show or something and be like, oh, you know what? They're going to win the lottery with that dollar.
With that dollar.
Say, I bought this purse online at whatever, and someone put a dollar in there. I use that dollar, and now I won $500 million.
You know, all I could do is be happy for them. Like, what else could you do?
I mean, you could reach out and say, I'm the one who.
Well, they know who they bought it from. If they wanted to reach out, they could, but.
They're not. They trust it.
Exactly. So all I could do is be happy and be like, I'm glad. I just hope at some point the goodness comes back around.
Yeah.
Well, that's all you can hope for.
That is.
But yeah, so those shows, unlike my coat pockets, we did find them and. We did. Shared them with you, so we hope that you enjoyed those.
Yeah. Hey, I got good news about some money that I want to share with our guests. So Project Light is an organization that I'm involved with, and we are supporting the Fulton County Remembrance Coalition and Equal Justice Initiative to do a essay contest about racial justice. It's for students who are in high school and at an Atlanta public high school. And so prizes are up to like $5,000 for an essay contest on racial justice. So this is a great way to win some scholarship money for some students. It's,
now is, you know, cash?
And you have until April like 25th, which is the deadline. There's plenty of time. That
Uno,
the dog.
Who's joining us? I mean, I think we just have to own that Uno is the third host of the Good Work
Yes,
Show.
Usually he's not in my office, but I made the mistake of, you know, just leaving the office door open as a recorded. And I'm like, there's nothing I could do about what he's doing right now. But anyway, essay contest, April 25th. If you go to Fulton County Remembrance Coalition's website, you can find more information about it, but it's in partnership with Equal Justice Initiative. Everybody probably has heard of Brian Stevenson, who was behind, of course, all of the work of Equal Justice Initiative. And Just Mercy, the movie and the book and everything else. So a great opportunity for some students to win some scholarship money. So there's that.
Now, is it cash? Like, is this the kind of scholarship that goes directly to the student, or is it the kind that goes to the school?
Good question. I don't have that detail, but okay. Yeah, I'm not running the scholarship, so I don't know.
That's fine.
But that is good question that I don't have.
The ones that you got the check, those were good scholarships.
But did
I used it
for the intent. Well, you could use it for books.
Well, yeah, I used it. I bought a computer. I mean, when I went to college, a laptop was a heck of a lot more expensive than they are now.
True.
So I remember, like, one of those scholarships I had, I bought a computer. So that it was useful to have those scholarships that came as cash in addition to the ones that went to help pay for tuition, you know, tuition, whatever, blah, blah. But those cash ones came in.
Yeah. I don't know. But you have until April 25th. We posted it on our Project Light Instagram and Facebook pages too. And also, I should also shout out our good friend of the Good Work Show, and just good friend in general, Raphael Holloway. He was awarded the Nonprofit Leader of the Year award by one of our other friends of the Good Work Show, which is TechBridge. So TechBridge had an award ceremony last night, and the Bill Bowling Nonprofit Leader Award went to Raphael Holloway. So congrats, Raphael. Much deserved for his work at Gateway Center. Cool guy doing a lot of work over there, constantly working through COVID. So he definitely deserves the award. Named after Bill Bowling, though, a great nonprofit leader in our community. Did a ton of work with the Atlanta Community Food Bank. Half a billion meals, I think, were given out during his time at the food bank. But he's definitely known as a pioneer in the Atlanta community for nonprofit leadership. So kudos to Raphael.
Yeah, love to see it. So this week we're getting back to nature.
Yes.
Not so much back to nature, because I don't know that either one of us spends that much time in nature.
No, but I do want to go outside more. Now, I'm not going to say a part in the nature. I need to do more nature-y things. I'm not an outside person that much, but I've been sharing with you, like, I need to have a porch and I need to do my yard so I can sit outside in the elements, in nature.
Yes. I think a lot of people are, I think there's like two types of people, especially during this pandemic, like the people that have truly embraced nature, mm-hmm. because they're like, oh, I want to go outside and get out from confined in this house or whatever and go and enjoy nature. And then there's other people that are like, I like it in here.
right.
I like it in here. Kind of. I just buy more candles and make the inside more, you know, even better. So yes, I agree. Maybe I need to make inside less comfortable. Or
just go outside more. I mean, you could just go outside. I go outside and go as I'm walking into another inside place. So that's my extent of outside. I should just go outside. And I sent a note to the team yesterday or whatever day it was and said, go take a walk. It was weather was great. And I should have done it myself.
Thought you did that. I thought you said
I walked to the mailbox.
Oh, got it.
But I didn't actually take a walk, and I should have, because the weather was fantastic and today it's overcast. So should have taken the advantage of the sun and it wasn't really hot. It was comfortable outside. So it would have been a great time to take a walk and just, you know, get some.
I just got off of an internal meeting and we were talking about something, but somehow dogs came up. And when I tell you, I had like 10 people on a Zoom call telling me, like, get a dog. And I'm like, this is a lot of pressure because I'm already fighting the inclination to get a dog. So, but everybody was like, but you'll go outside and you can walk the dog and it'd be so great. And then I looked outside at the time, it was like 50 degrees and pouring down rain. I'm like, these are the days where I don't want a dog, because then you have to go outside in nature, which
Yeah.
I don't want to. But anyway, we're going to learn about nature.
And nature and is important because we couldn't live.
Nature is very important.
Land and water and air. And I mean, we need to care about the environment and nature. So
don't spend a lot of time in it.
Right.
You benefit from it.
Every single day.
And quite honestly, I think we've seen what nature can do to the inside, you know, as much as I love my house, like we see what nature can do to the area, you know, you think you're safe inside and then nature is like, ha ha, tricked you.
Right.
You know? Exactly. So we're talking to L.A. Allen.
Yeah, L.A. Allen. And she is the Equity and Workforce Development Program Manager for the Nature Conservancy. So it's she knows her stuff. But also, I think a nice sort of combination of what she does is helping individuals in an equitable way, but get connected to jobs that are green related jobs and have to do with nature and conservancy. So I think that's, it's going to be great to talk to her. You know, when we think about it, you know, every time I've heard about some environmental justice or something, we're hearing more and more about it. But you think about people who don't have access to clean water or clean air or have polluted water, not just not access to water, but the water is polluted that they have or not safe for drinking. And so, you know, those are things that disproportionately affect people who are already in an environment that's not safe or don't have access to resources. And so when you add on things like you also just don't have clean air, then that is, it's like it piling on. And so I love that there are people who are in the position like LA and organizations like the Nature Conservancy who are looking at equity when it comes to conservation.
Yeah, so looking forward to that great conversation. And seeing what we can learn and what we can do mm-hmm. and how we can help.
That's right. Yeah. So we're going to be back to talk with LA in just a second. You're listening and watching The Good Work Show. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Good Work Show. We are excited to have L.A. Allen here, and she is the Equity and Workforce Development Program Manager for the Nature Conservancy. Welcome to the show, L.A.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Absolutely. So so we've heard really, really good things about you and what you do, but we'd love for you to just give our audience a sense of who you are, what you do in your role, and tell us about the Nature Conservancy, too. I want to make sure that we get some information to the listeners about what the organization does and your mission.
Absolutely. So I'll actually start with the Nature Conservancy just because it's that amazing. And then I'll talk about my role in it. So the Nature Conservancy is actually a global organization. We're in over 80 countries, almost 80 countries around the world and all of the states. And we're basically, our mission is to conserve the lands and waters on which all life depends. It's a big mission, which takes a lot of people to help out. So my role at the Nature Conservancy really is in bringing up that next generation of conservation leaders, making sure that A, they know that this is a career option, B, that, you know, they know how they can get involved now, whether they want to make it a career or if they actually want to do this as, you know, something that they're passionate about and they just want to donate to, and making sure that that next generation really does know what's available to them and what the options are. So, you know, if we're going to protect the land for the future, we want to actually make sure the future knows how to protect it too.
That's wonderful. One of the things that I love in looking at your website, and this has become, you know, kind of a calling, what, I don't know what the term I'm, wait, it's not a calling card, but it's the other call to arms. That's what I'm, that's the place.
I was going to say calling post, but I knew that wasn't. So,
call to arms among people in the science community. And, you know, with everything going on with the pandemic and you know, climate change or whatever, follow the science. So talk to us about how you guys, and because I want to get into like your projects and your programs and your focuses and all that stuff, but everything is rooted in the science. So talk to us a little bit about how the science is the foundation for all the stuff that you guys are doing.
Absolutely. It is our calling card app. So, you know, we have a...
So I could have said calling card.
You should have said calling card. It is our calling card. So, you know, one of the things that we have is over 400 scientists on staff. So working around the world, doing the on the ground work to prove that, yes, we did this amazing thing and here's why. Mm-hmm. So yes, everything that we do is rooted in that science. And we actually make sure that when we're working, you know, that's one of the reasons we work with so many partners, is to make sure that it's not just our science, that we are actually collaborating with people and making sure that it's the best science and the best thought going into everything that we do. So yes, those 400 scientists definitely do a lot of work.
Yeah. You know what? So part of your role, though, at the Nature Conservancy is equity. And I'd love for you to dig in and talk to us a little bit about what that means and how that plays out. We hear a lot about, you know, when it comes to nature and we environmentalism, and typically there's some element of that has to do with equity, and it doesn't always come to the forefront, but I think there's a lot of work that you probably have that comes across. You're like, boy, there could be a lot of work to be done here. So I'd love for you to dig in on the equity piece that's part of your role at the Nature Conservancy.
Yeah, I think especially for my role at the Nature Conservancy, when I think of equity, I think of access as far as where are you and where do you want to go? So when it comes to our workforce development programs, it's making sure that I'm very strict about people not calling them a pipeline, because they're not a pipeline. We're not telling people where they should go. I want to create pathways that have different entrances, just like, you know, we're a nature organization. So just like you can go through nature and take different ways and look around over here, I want the next generation to have that same opportunity to kind of go down different paths and see what works for them and what doesn't. And not everybody is going to have a college degree. Not everybody is going to, you know, even have a GED. So really making sure that we are creating experiences and opportunities for people across that spectrum so that wherever it is that you want to enter, you can.
Yeah, that's great. That's
incredible. Yeah. So let's talk about how you do some of the work that you're doing. So we've talked about the science part of it, but you guys are kind of touching all the different ways that you can affect large global change, whether it's through policy, whether it's looking at the financial aspects, looking at the business communities, local communities. So talk to us kind of about, like, it seems to be a very holistic approach to affecting overall change. So talk to us a little bit about how all of those pieces work together.
Yeah. And that is, again, one of the things that I love about working for the Nature Conservancy is the fact that through those partnerships, we are able to look at things through different lenses. So it's not just let's conserve the land, lock it up and, you know, call it a day. You know, we also have to do prescribed fire on the land and let's maintain it. Let's make sure that everything's working well with society. Let's make sure that we provide opportunities for people to use the land and what's the best use for that land. Let's not go into a neighborhood and tell them what they need, but instead go into a neighborhood and ask them what they need and what tools that the Nature Conservancy has because of all that science that can be utilized in that community to make them better. So it really is about those partnerships that allow us to work in the policy fields, in the financial fields, and to work across the globe.
You know what? Talk to us about some of the goals and some of the things that you're working on for this year. You know, COVID has been, obviously it has affected all nonprofits, you know, from just a little bit to even a lot. And some of them are, you know, having to change their programming. Talk to us about where you are now in terms of what programming you have and what your goals are for the rest of this year.
Absolutely. So yeah, we definitely had to pivot when COVID hit. There are no more outdoor volunteer days on our preserves or tours of the areas. But one of the things that has been amazing is this has really given us an opportunity to focus on our internship program. So, you know, the Nature Conservancy tends to offer two types, paid and unpaid, unpaid being with college credit. And so we've had a lot of students who have contacted us who are interested in getting that college credit option, as well as our prescribed fire teams are often done using paid interns. And so we've been able to continue that going. So we've got some fire being put on the ground as I'm talking somewhere in Georgia. And then we've got students that are actually working with our our conservation staff doing invasive species removal and whatever else might need to be done, socially distanced and accurate on our preserves. We're really excited. Usually during the summer, we have a residential program where we actually take students from Metro Atlanta out into nature, a little further out of maybe their comfort zones to some of our preserves, and they get to do work there. This year, because, well, I'm sure there are parents who are more than willing to give us their children for 4 weeks after the COVID situation. This year, we're doing a non-residential. That way they have that comfort of seeing their child come home every day and know that they're okay and safe. And so we're gonna do a non-residential program. And the thing that's really exciting about that is students will actually be working in their own backyard. Mm-hmm. So they're gonna get to see what green infrastructure careers look like that would affect their own neighborhood. They'll get to work on projects that are in their own neighborhood. And so we're really, really excited to be able to launch that program this year.
Okay, so tell me what a green infrastructure career is.
So really, when we say green infrastructure, it's things like using rain barrels, right? It's on the coast. We've got work where you're doing a living shoreline where they're using oyster reefs instead of using cement or metal or anything else that's not necessarily natural to the environment. So green infrastructure really is just thinking about how natural solutions can solve everyday problems in our society.
Hmm. Wow. Yeah. I mean, that definitely seems like an innovative job.
I know, right?
Yeah. I mean, I love the fact that the Nature Conservancy is starting and exposing, you know, the youth to these jobs and what they can be. I think that's an important part of what you do. How can people learn more? How do they get involved? So someone is listening to this and they're saying, well, this is great. I didn't know that there was an organization that was doing this. How do I dig in? How do I learn more just even about inequities when it comes to, you know, the environment and nature and what we're doing and get all the information? How can they learn more?
Well, first and foremost, email tncgeorgia@tnc.org. And I'm more than happy to answer any of the questions because I'm the one who monitors that email address. It's part of our outreach. But really, if there are so many different websites and partner organizations that are doing similar work. And so it really is just a matter of, you know, do a search for environmentalism in Georgia and see what pops up and see what kind of opportunities there are. You know, a lot of the interns that we get are just people who reached out and said, hey, I'm interested in spending some time. Same with our volunteers. A lot of them are just people that, you know, they heard about the Nature Conservancy and they wanted to give their time. And our volunteers are amazing people. Like, you know, you've got lawyers that are willing to read a document for us so that we can get something done a little faster than we might have been able to with our one lawyer, you know? So people can really give in a plethora of ways. And I think that's what's really great about this work is if you can give monetarily, great, wonderful. We'll never turn down money. But if you can give time, if you can give experience mentoring some of these wonderful young people that we've got, that we cultivate, those are really the things that can be really meaningful in this field.
Nice.
Cool. Well, tell us one more time the website, how people can get in touch with you, because this all just sounds super interesting and so timely. I mean, we even dig into, you know, the healthy community work that you're doing in food and water sustainability and, you know, looking at the way nature, I mean, I don't know if this is out of, I mean, like nature kind of feels like it's fighting back at this point.
Nature is a little, yeah.
Yeah, I have a friend who lives in Texas and she's like, I feel like I'm living in Jumanji. Like there's something like, you know, it was, of course, freezing, then it was 80 degrees, and then it was a hailstorm. She's like, I don't know what we did to make nature mad, but I'm sorry, and I'll do better. So tell people how they can get in, one more time, where they can go to find out more information, and then also tell us other resources that may be available for folks who are just interested in learning more about, you know, the nature around them.
Absolutely. So nature.org is our website for the Nature Conservancy. We try to make it simple. If you put a /Georgia behind it, you'll get all kinds of great information about the Georgia chapter. And then again, tncgeorgia@tnc.org is the email address that comes straight to me. And I'm happy to answer any questions that people have and, you know, provide any resources. One of the great things about our website, though, is that that's going to give you some resources. It's going to give you links to different things you can do. And for those parents and teachers who are looking for some science things that they can use, The naturelab.org is also one of our websites that we cultivated just for that age group, right? So all the way from kindergarten through 12th grade, it breaks down lesson plans and everything. Some of them are some that you can do at home. So, you know, hey, you want to start a rain garden? Here's a lesson on how to do that. They have virtual field trips that are there. So it's a really great resource for parents and teachers who are looking for ways to really back the science that they're teaching with the science that's being used in the real world.
Fantastic. Well, Elaine, you live in nature, so you
could. Well, I wrote down Nature's Lab. I need to go on there. I need the kindergarten lessons.
We've got them, and you can actually sort by what grade level it is that the kids are, so that you can.
No,
make sure
for
it's
myself. That's for myself.
Oh, trust me, I use a lot of the lessons myself as well. They also have virtual field trips, which are really cool. And so sometimes I'll just pop on one of those while I'm working, so that I can take a trip through the barrier reef.
Oh, cool.
Fun.
Yeah, I love that idea. Well, yeah, I do live in Trinity's kids me. I live in the country. I live in Newton County, so there's a lot of nature around me. But I don't know much about it. So I actually should go on there and start to learn more about, you know,
absolutely,
more about what's around me. But this has been great, LA. We thank you for the work that you're doing. I love the fact that there's a focus on equity in the work that you're doing and making sure that that we don't leave behind or discount those individuals who may not have exposure to this work or to the important challenges that are facing us when it comes to the nature. So thank you so much for coming on the show today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure talking with you both.